1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Frank Gillespie. Frank, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe? Nice to talk to you.
Yes, and
how are you?
Good, Frank. And it was very kind of you to contact us this morning, because you're with your father-in-law, Brendan Grace, the legendary Brendan Grace, as people know from the newspapers all week. Brendan, unfortunately, is in hospital and we're told is battling lung cancer. But Brendan wanted to thank people for all the well wishes. Is that right, Frank?
That's right. The amount of cards and phone calls and people inquiring we're just inundated with everything, and we are very happy to turn around and say to you today, Joe, that Brendan is battling away, mm-hmm. and he just wanted to let his fans know he loves them all out there. He knows everything that's going on. Yeah. He's getting all the wishes, and he had a very special card this morning from you, Joe, and that really perked him up, and he read it. And Brendan loves getting mail in the post. Mm-hmm. He does his email and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said one time, if Brendan wasn't a comedian, he would be a postman.
Okay.
Because he's always mailing something out to people, and someone's mother, or a DVD, a video.
Yeah.
From every part of the world, people are calling us and sending us wishes. So we just wanted to get back and say a big thank you out there to everybody.
I'm sure he was. Wasn't he a messenger boy at one stage, and from Eklund Street Flats when he was growing up in Dublin, Frank? He's a long and great career behind him and ahead of him, please God. But he's battling away, is he?
He's battling away, Joe, and he listens to your programme every day, as he has for many years, no matter what part of the world we would be, whether it be Australia, America, if the time zone suited, he'd be turn on Joe Duffy. And if anyone had a problem, Brendan said, why don't you ring Joe Duffy? He'll sort it out.
Okay. And we have a shared we've a shared interest in old Dublin buses, because Eileen, the great Eileen, Brendan's wife, for one of his birthdays, she actually gave him a double-decker bus. I don't know whether you remember that or not, Frank, for one of his legendary
birthdays. I heard all about it, Joe.
It's an incredible
Absolutely,
story.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That bus is still going.
And Brendan is still going, yeah. Thank God. And how long has he been in the Galway clinic, Frank?
Couple of weeks, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Couple of weeks. And they're doing wonderful work down here, the doctors and nurses. And we want to thank all the doctors and nurses and everybody that's taking care of Brendan. They're giving him the best of care. And we're fighting to get out there again and to do his gigs and to keep going. And we're thinking this is just a little setback.
Yeah.
And we'll keep everybody informed.
Okay.
And he's been well-minded, as you know, Joe, especially by his wife, Eileen, Melanie, and Amanda are here, and his two sons, Bradley and
Brendan Patrick,
yeah. And also his three grandsons are here, Aidan, James, and... Yeah. And Patrick, yeah.
Okay.
So we're all around him, and he still has the humour, and he's making us laugh.
That's good.
And he's making sure that we're okay. We're all here battling for him. And as I said, we have to get him up out of that bed and get out there again. We're thanking everybody for the well wishes, Joe. And we just wanted to get on today and say thank you, and we are going to get out there and get him well.
And there is a TV documentary being made with Brendan at the moment. Isn't that right, Frank? Brian Redden is made.
Absolutely. And Brian Redden, who did the last one, Brian is out there, and there's a lot of work done on it already.
Great.
He's worked with Foster and Alan and all the greats, and this is going to be a super one, and he's looking forward to get out and getting that finished. And also... the last day he filmed, he came over from America, and he was in the Oris with the president.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of work. Of course, Joe, you know the song, The Dutchman.
Yeah, of course.
Which is basically, a lot of people, if they listen to the words, The Dutchman really is about Alzheimer's.
Yeah, okay.
And Brendan has brought in the Alzheimer's group from around Balldoyle and stuff like mm-hmm. that with the help of Nora Owen.
Right.
Her own husband, Brendan, has Alzheimer's. So Brendan has the Alzheimer's group, and he has them singing on the new track of The Dutchman. And The Dutchman was given to him 33 years ago mm-hmm. by the famous man from Starsky and Hutch. Do you know who I'm talking about?
One of them is a singer, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. And he's doing a lot of work to help the people in the Alzheimer's in the last while back, and they've went and sang with him on the new CD and stuff like that. So we're hoping to get all that done, and we're going to end it off with a big show. And there's lots more work that he's doing. He's sitting up here some days, and he's writing what he wants to do and what he wants to get done, and he's giving us all orders, and he's doing great.
Super. And it's David Soul you were thinking about there, the singer.
It was David Soul, Joe. I knew
when you were coming on that the minute we mentioned Brendan and everyone sending him the good wishes and everyone praying that Butler can keep battling, which he will, we would be inundated with calls wanting to talk about Brendan and to Brendan. But I'm just going to take one because you were there with the family, and it's obviously a very special time. Ken, you just want to remind Frank and Brendan as well when he hears this of a little memory. We're growing up in off James Street, was it, Ken?
Yes, Joe. When I was going to Francis Street School, Brendan was brought into Francis Street School for a few days. Next of all, he disappeared.
All
and
right.
I didn't know where he went. But then, after a while, I noticed him on a motorbike. And he was always on motorbikes.
Okay.
But that was that. But then, a few years after, I was in Talbot Street, and he was with Eileen on the road, and he crossed the road, and he particularly came over to me, and he said, "Are you Ken Bourne?"
Okay.
And I said, "Yeah." And he said, we started to talk, and I sort of was very impressed that he didn't forget me from an 11-year-old. And he was in his 20s at that stage. And he was gone places and so on.
And remember, Brendan has been and still is, of course, is famous from a very young age, wasn't he, with the Ginger Men when he started doing the singing? Yeah, he was always... He always stood out.
He always stood out. And I met him in Heaton McFerdin's one day.
Okay.
In the yard. I was on the Weybridge at the time. And I went over to him. The two of us started to talk. And I said to him, "I do a lot of charity work and so on myself. And I said, who do I contact to get in to do a concert for the Bone Marrow Leukemia Trust at the time?" And he told me what to do. And then after a while, I realised I could do this. So I got in and I did a concert for the trust. And I raised almost 40,000. Now, I didn't impose on Brendan for the simple reason he was busy enough doing his own things. But yeah, he gave me a right lift in to say, that's what you do. So I did that and continually do fundraising, but the thing is, he's a great ambassador for the country.
A great guy,
a comedian, and I know he mightn't remember me anymore, but it was in the early 80s. I got married in 1981. I think I met him.
Okay. He's also a great actor. As you know, great fine actor, as he's demonstrated in a number of movies, and Father Ted and more to come. He's a great and extraordinarily good, strong family man. Just one more, Chris, you just want to say to Frank on behalf of, you're now speaking on behalf of all those people who can't get on, because I'm very conscious of letting Frank to be back with the family. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, yeah, how's the Brendan? He's a great entertainer.
Yeah.
Whenever you're down to down, she'd cheer you up immensely, you know. Constant laugh at him.
Mighty
entertainer, I must say.
Okay. And that's the general sentiment from so many people.
Yeah, that's great. So, and you know, talking about the Father Ted, and he was hugely famous for that few minutes.
Absolutely brilliant.
Father Fintan Stack. And we were walking down the street in Sydney one day, we were on tour in Sydney, Australia, and these three guys came over, young guys, and they kept looking at him, and then they got all excited and said, "That's Father Fintan Stack."
Brilliant.
They recognised him, not as Brendan Grace, but as Father Fintan Stack. Yeah, and he has a few more movies that's coming out as well, so he's lots of work to do. So, Joe, yeah, we're going to get ready for the road again, and
great,
with everybody's help and prayers and wishes and all the candles that's being lit for him, we have no doubt that Brendan is going to battle through it.
Well, if our text line and indeed Twitter feed is anything to go by, the country is ablaze with candles for Bren. Tell him, Frank. I know he was talking briefly this morning, but tell him we're all thinking of him. That the country is totally behind him, and Butler battles on. The father of the bride battles on. He'll be at many more weddings. Tell him, and we wish him well.
That's great, Joe. Thank you very much. Okay. Nice to get on. Thank everybody.
Okay. And I know
that to come on there. I appreciate what they said, and especially about Brendan being an ambassador, and that's what he was. And I've travelled many parts of the world with Brendan, and he has been an ambassador for Dublin, the Liberties, and Ireland.
Okay.
And it'll continue, Joe.
I'll let Noel full flood on. I won't detain you, Frank, because Noel, you're a relative of Brendan.
How are you getting on, Joe? Yeah. Apparently, my mother and Brendan's mother are two cousins in some way.
Okay.
But just a story that's just going to go a few years back. I was upstairs and I heard this knock at the door and went down, and Brendan was standing at it. And of course, I knew him straight away. And I went in to my mother. I said, "You're wanted at the door, ma." And she came out, put on the hall light, and "Oh God," she says, "Brendan Grace." She said, "Is there something wrong? What's wrong?" "No, there's nothing wrong, Auntie Liddy," he said. "I have a couple of tickets for the show for you." "I'm going to kill you," she said. "You're really into your heart, stopping me hard." But he always sent down a Christmas CD, Joe, and a couple of tickets if he was anywhere around Wexford. There was always four tickets sent down.
That's typical of him, and will be. He's also done an enormous amount of charity work and will continue to do so for many a long day. Please, God.
I say, Joe, that's a Wexford accent
I hear. It is indeed
a Wexford accent, yeah. I'd just like to wish him all the best, Joe, for all the floods and all the milers from Wexford. And wish him the very best.
Brendan's a great fondness for Wexford because that's where he met his wife, Eileen.
Ah, lovely.
Well, he never misses an opportunity to mention Wexford in his show, yeah.
Okay, Frank,
Sorry, Joe.
No, I'm just very conscious it's a very special time for everybody, and at times it can be a difficult time. But Brendan knows, if he was in any doubt, that the whole country is rooting for him. Many a long day to come. Bren, Butler battles on. You mentioned David Soul. Well, Brendan Grace has soul in abundance. He has heart, as high as Mount Everest. And you can see the country, those who pray are praying. Those who light candles are lighting candles. And those who wish that his campaign and his battle is victorious are saying that as well. So, Frank, please give our kind regards to the legendary Brendan Grace, your father-in-law, and tell him we don't want any mother-in-law jokes. Of course, to Eileen, Bradley, Melanie, Amanda and Brendan Patrick. Frank, we appreciate you at this time contacting us. Frank, kind regards to Bren. We all love him.
I will, Joe, and as Brendan would say himself, up your ladger.
Up the land, up the Dubs, and up Eklund Street, tell him. Up Butler. Come on, Butler, battle on. Well done, Frank. God bless to all of you, the whole family, and especially Brendan. We'll keep in touch. That's Frank Gillespie, Brendan Grace's son-in-law. And Brendan, as you know, is unwell and has been unwell, as you read from the paper, seriously unwell for a number of weeks. So we appreciate that contact from his family, who want to appreciate. Typical of them, typical of a man who, whenever you say anything about Brendan on the radio, within a few days, there's a card into you from Florida or wherever he, Killaloo, wherever he is, saying thanks for mentioning me. There'll be many more cards, Brendan, because you're going to be mentioned for many a long day on this channel and beyond, because you are a legend, and get back on that stage ASAP.